This is the Debbie Lewis Show on AM 1380, The Biz.
Good morning. This is Debbie Lewis. Welcome to the show. We talk money and small business. Yesterday we had on an inventory specialist, Deborah Palmer, that helped us know what was in our homes and our businesses in case of disaster, which, you know, we have to plan. We just have to plan for everything. And so in the vein of planning for everything, I am going to speak with Mr. McCowan now. Mr. McCowan, you are with the University of South Florida College of Business?
Yes. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
We want to talk about planning our small business because some people think that you just decide you have an idea, you open up the doors, and voila, you have a business. And they really don't know what to expect. How long have you been a consultant?
Debbie, I am working on my 10th year as a consultant with the Florida Small Business Development Center Network.
Wow. Now, what got you interested in being a consultant? Because, you know, people do this for a living independently. How did you match up and pair up with the University of South Florida?
Well, I was in the private enterprise for a number of years. I've owned a couple of businesses of my own. And I was in petroleum marketing for 14 years. And actually, I've owned a gas station for the last 22 years. I just sold it last year and got completely out of that business. So basically, I found out about the opportunity with the SBDC at USF and thought it was a great way to help other folks in small business to be able to grow their businesses.
It's important that people put the effort into learning how a business works, not just their product that they're selling, isn't it?
Well, it is. There's a number of areas of business, especially during the early stage, the planning stage, and the launch phase that really need to be looked at, you know, before they do the just build it, they will come.
Right, right. I think they think that's the hardest part, and you help them from, well, what are all the areas of expertise that you talk to and help business owners with?
My specific area of expertise really is in financial analysis as well as the market research and strategic marketing.
So that means if I come to you, you're going to do what with my numbers to help me understand them better?
Well, if you've been in business for several years, we want to look at your historical financial statements. So we would probably look at the last 3 years' worth of financials and do a complete spread. We have a couple of tools at our disposal, and we're able to go in, look at what trends that we see in your business. We also compare your financial numbers to your peer group to see how you're performing against benchmark data.
Yeah, because we wouldn't have access to that, I wouldn't think. As a small business, we don't know what other small businesses are doing necessarily.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't unless you are heavily involved with your industry association.
Okay.
But we have access to the databases through the university and through the Florida Small Business Development Center Network to be able to offer that information.
What's the biggest places that we fall down or we don't understand? When people come in, I know they have all kinds of issues and you just don't even know where to start, but what are some of the basic problems and red flags that we should be catching as a small business, but we're not?
Well, let me answer that from two perspectives. Let's talk about the very early stage business.
Okay.
The pre-venture or the just recently launched. Typically, they go through the process of looking at all the operational items that go with the business they want to start, but and they're very concerned about that. They do their research. They, you know, they want to know, should I be an LLC, an S corp, or a, you know, sole proprietorship, or you know, what entity should I be? So they do spend a lot of time looking at those things, but they oftentimes don't do the pro forma financial analysis. In other words, do financial projections.
Do some
basic computations, like what would be my break-even level that I need to achieve. So some people do that, but what I find, and I've actually termed this the big startup mistake. I actually wrote an article on this. If you Google the big startup mistake, you'll see my article.
Say that again. The big startup mistake.
The big startup business mistake, yes.
Business mistake, got it. Okay.
Yes. And what I found is that typically doing market research is something that they don't often do at the onset. As I said earlier, they will sometimes use that build it and they will come, and then they open the doors, and then they're not getting the traffic that they need, and then they go, gee, I need to learn something about marketing.
Right, and I didn't know I'd have to do this.
Didn't know I'd have to do that.
Hey, look at you. You're number one when I Google you.
Yeah, there you go.
Look at this. Okay, so this is under, and if anybody else wants to go to this, it's sbdctampabay.com, the big startup business mistake, just like you said.
Yeah.
Look at you. There you are, Bill. I see your picture. This is nice. Okay, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt. Sorry.
Okay. So again, they don't do the market research. They don't have a good idea of how they're going to market. And I found that in working with literally hundreds of businesses over the almost 10 years I've been with the SBDC, that I saw that as a constant theme that occurred over and over and over again. So that was what inspired me to write that article. There's something else, and there's actually another article I want to share with you, is that, again, oftentimes these early-stage companies, they are online, they are Googling, and unfortunately, they sometimes end up connecting with what I would call less than credible people online, or less than credible organizations.
Right.
And so the other article that I was inspired to write is called Entrepreneurship Scams. And again, if you Google entrepreneurship scams, I'm probably going to come up number one on that as well.
Okay.
And that came to us because so many times we'll have a client that will come in and they go, you know, I've been working with somebody to get information and, you know, starting a business. They're helping me form my entity, but I feel like something's wrong. And so I start asking questions and find out that it's maybe they've been taken advantage of.
Right.
Had one just recently that a very capable, very knowledgeable, sharp lady knew something was amiss, wanted to talk to somebody else, came in, and unfortunately had already lost thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yikes.
To, again, as I call them, less than incredible. And then some of these are just outright scams.
I was going to say, yeah, they're just big fat fibbers, yeah.
Yeah, and that's why it's very important, I think, for especially the formative stages, that you connect with an organization that is credible, like the Florida Small Business Development Center.
Yeah.
We're funded by the Small Business Administration. We're endorsed by the Small Business Administration. Here in Florida, we're also endorsed by the legislature of the state of Florida. We are state designated by statute as the principal provider of business assistance in Florida.
See, most people, I bet, don't even know that you're out there, and that's one of the reasons why you're on the show. I mean, if I was opening a small restaurant or a boutique or anything else, you might go to the Retailers Association, you might join the chamber, but that's not going to give you the business intuition that you need. Because you don't have years of experience, and experience counts for something, and that's what you guys are best at.
It is, and I'm actually sitting here at my desk looking at a shelf full of books, business books, and just picking one out. There's a book on marketing that probably has 300 pages in there. And the role of the SBDC consultant is that when you come sit down in front of him or her, and they're going to work very much like a physician, like your family doctor, who will ask some questions, discovery questions. And within 15 or 20 minutes, your SBDC consultant, rather than giving you that book on marketing to read and just say, here's an information dump, they know exactly what you need today at the place that you're at with your business. They can go right into that book, probably to the page, and say, here's what you need today.
And people would have to pay thousands of dollars to have you come in, Mr. McCowan, as a entrepreneur, I guess, doctor, and tear apart their business and figure out what they need, where you guys do this every day for businesses, and this is a service. This is amazing.
It is, and again, our service is confidential. It's at no cost. Now, we do not charge for the consulting service.
Dude, that's crazy, and, right there. Yeah.
Yeah. And whenever I'm sitting across from that business owner, I am here to advocate for them. My entire purpose during that hour or 2 hours that I'm with them is, how can I help them grow their business? How can I use every ounce of knowledge, every point of skill that I've accumulated, as well as my colleagues in the network that I can refer them to, how can I help them to either fix the problem they have or just simply to grow their business?
See, and you know, bankers can only do a part of it. I think a lot of people have very specialized pieces of the puzzle, and not all the pieces all talk together. So you can take an overall look, because some people go to their CPA for advice. But, you know, CPAs are not the risk takers. They're not the marketers. They're the number people. And then you go to the marketer people, and they don't know the CPA's numbers. And right. So they have you on a different plan. You really need to get, like, all individuals in there together. And that's what you help do. You help match up businesses with people, and they can come back and have your help as often as needed, correct?
They can. And again, I was using the medical industry analogy of the physician. Just like you go to your family doctor, when he or she sees that you need to be referred to a specialist, they do that. And we do the same thing with our organization. We have international trade and export marketing plan specialists. We have a government contracting wow. specialist. We have a CPA on our staff, as a matter of fact, for you know, for tax questions and for accounting questions or QuickBooks questions, and whether it's market research, whether it's getting your, if you're a minority business owner, getting you certified as a minority business, you know, again, all of these
you can help do all that,
areas,
and they may not even know why that's needed. Right.
They may
Bill,
not.
Give us a number. Give us a number to call you and have set up an appointment.
Well, I'll give you our regional number. It's 813-905-5800.
Mr. McCallum, thanks for being with us. We're going to have you back. Go to Google, put in the big startup business mistake, and you're going to find Bill McCallum and his article. Download it. Don't make mistakes. That's what we're here for. Mr. McCallum, thanks for being with us. We'll be right back.